Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 28th. I certainly hope that everyone has had a wonderful weekend and that you have been doing all of the things necessary to joy pamper and make things happen for yourself. We got a lot of wonderful information for you today, and I know that you're going to be very excited about all of the things you're going to learn right here on Successful Woman Radio. You know, I just mentioned something that was very important. I said I hope that all of you have taken the time this weekend to totally enjoy yourself, and I hope you have, and I hope that you were doing a lot of joy pampering. You know, joy pampering is a term that I started using a few years ago after I realized that, you know what, it's our responsibility to bring joy into our lives. You know, it's where on purpose you do the things necessary. Okay, and this is the key phrase here, on purpose. You do the things necessary to bring joy into your life and into your business, from taking a walk in a beautiful park, to spending time with your family, to having your nails done, to getting a massage, to taking the time to pray and meditate, to exercise, to practice better health techniques, whatever you need to do to bring joy into your life, remember, it's all up to you, and it's your responsibility to place yourself in a joyful environment and have a wonderful state of mind. So I wanted to just remind all of you ladies who are listening to the show today of just how important it is to joy pamper yourself. Okay, our theme this month, all of this month, has been springing into action. Taking action on the tasks necessary to be successful in your life and your business. So as we come to a close for the month of April, our hot topic for today will be, guess what? Proactivity, getting things done ahead of time. That's right. All of you who are listening, are you saying, well, you know what, Trina, I don't really need that. I do things ahead of time all the time. I always make sure that my calendar is up to date and scheduled, and I have absolutely no problem with all of those activities and tasks I have on my calendar. Well, you're probably laughing right now because most women agree that they are not always able to keep up with all of the activities that they have on their calendar. So today I'm going to share with you some effective ways to become a proactive woman, staying ahead of things so that you aren't so overwhelmed and so stressed out with doing all of the things you need to do to be successful. Well, also on the show today, we're going to talk about happenings at Women About Biz. We've got incredible things going on, and I'm going to let you know how you can be a part of it all. Also, I want to make sure that I take some time to let you, the listeners, the business women, share your business product or service with us today and let us know what's happening in your business. So get ready for that. All you're going to be doing is for about 30 seconds sharing who you are, the city you're in. You can share your website, your fan page. Tell us what your product or service is. And if you care to, if you want people to connect with you right away, you can even give us your phone number. So, again, stay tuned for that. And, again, our hot topic for today is proactivity, getting things done ahead of time. 12:04 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com. Hey, if you haven't signed up for our free bronze membership at Women About Biz yet, what are you waiting on? There are women in our social network that are waiting to connect with you, waiting to talk and share resources and tools. So it's up to you to make that move, right? Absolutely. So to join Women About Biz for our free membership, simply go to womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, .com, right? And in the top red menu bar, click on join and select bronze membership. And once you get there, just simply complete the information and you'll be able to upload your picture and get started connecting with us in our social network. Now, you know, we've got a really wonderful campaign going on at Women About Biz, and many of you have already started participating in it. It's called 100K, 100,000 Women Connecting Socially. I want you to think about something for a minute. Imagine women from around the world connecting, sharing resources, referring to one another, and using their power to help one another grow. Well, that's what the 100K movement is all about. You know, I've said it and I'll say it again, women have the power to do incredible things. And one thing that we have to start doing is reaching out to each other in more effective ways. You know, across the world, listen, there are women wanting to start or grow their business. They're needing resources. They want to connect with other women. They want to know that other women are thinking like them, positive-minded, wanting to be accomplished, wanting to achieve success. And so, again, I'm inviting all of you who are listening to be a part of the 100K movement. Now, it's very simple. We have laid out 5 ways for you to participate in the 100K movement. And I want to just quickly share with you what those 5 ways are, okay? So as I said before, you can join Women About Biz as a free bronze member because that's going to give you access to our social network, right? You're going to start posting. You're going to start sharing, okay? So what do you post? What do you share? Well, not only do we want you to post and share your promotions, what you're doing at your business, but we want you to also be an encouragement to someone else. So if you can share a tip about how someone can be successful in business, if you've just used a technique in your blog that seems to be working and pulling leads for you, we want to know about it. Share these types of things. If there was an article that you read that was very beneficial to you, then it's going to be beneficial to someone else. Talk about the article and drop the link right there on the activity page in the social network. Whatever you as a businesswoman would want someone to share with you, you do the same. Here's number 3. Make a commitment to invite at least 3 to 5 friends to join you on Women About Biz social network weekly. You know, you're just going to simply share that you've joined the 100K movement, and you're just going to let them know how they can too. And then, of course, connect with new community members. Hey, when you go to womenaboutbiz.com and you click on community in the top right menu bar, there's a row. There's about 4 rows of women who you will see on the community page. Well, those are women that have recently, within, you know, this last couple of months or so, they have joined Women About Biz. And so connect with these individuals. You know, one thing I tell people all the time is that I can tell that a lot of business women still are not practicing effective networking. And so I'd like to give a tip on how you can effectively connect with women in our network. Number 1, connect with them by clicking on their picture and adding them as a friend. Number 2, send them a private message and invite them for a 15 to 20 minute connection call. You know, this way each of you get the opportunity to share what the other does, and you can establish whether or not there is some possible collaboration, or you may decide to stay in touch or keep in touch on the social network and share with one another. So again, that's very important. And number 5, last but not least, of course, is we want you to be able to spread the news about the 100K movement. Listen, I tell people this all the time. We are so powerful, but unfortunately, as women, we don't recognize our power. Did you not know that women purchase 85% of all consumer goods here in the U.S.? And I would venture to say that the statistic is pretty much as high in other areas like Canada and Australia and other areas. So listen, we have all of this buying power. We have all of this power to help ourselves, and yet we push it out into the economy, but we're not pushing it back to ourselves. And, of course, as women, there's just so much more that we can be doing to help each other along. So that's what this campaign is for. It's for us to really rally, come together, and learn to help one another, learn to practice what I call unselfish networking, where you are caring just as much about helping the other person as you are receiving something for yourself and for your business. So again, just to let you know how to get to the 100K Movement info and read about it, you go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar, you simply hold your mouth over community and select 100K Movement. Well, it's 12:10 after the hour, and again, I see people are still dialing into the show. Thank you so very, very much for doing that. I really appreciate it. And I want to say thank you to all of you who continue to share information about Successful Woman Radio with your friends, with your associates. I really, really appreciate that. For those of you that are not familiar with the show, Successful Woman Radio is a unique blend of kind of like a teleclass, a radio show, an interview show, kind of all wrapped up into one, giving you an environment, and a positive environment at that, that you can come to every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time and really just get that dose of motivation that you need for your week. And that's what we are all about. You know, and so many times there are women out there who feel that they are literally all alone because they have not gotten the information that they need to be successful, or they don't know who to talk to or how to reach out. And so it's so important for us just to let other people know that there is such a place, there is such an environment. I'm very excited about sharing proactivity, getting things done ahead of time with you a little bit later on in the show today. I'm very excited about it because proactivity has done so much for myself. I have really seen some incredible goals accomplished in these last few months simply because I chose to practice proactivity, and I want you to be a proactive woman as well. So you've got time to get your notepad out, your pen out. You've got time to share the show with other individuals who will find this information extremely useful. For those of you with pen in hand, and you know, you can easily flash over on another line and let someone know that the show is live on the air right now. The phone number is 347-637-2589. We still have room on our dial-in line, so feel free to share that phone number again, 347-637-2589. And if you're listening from the convenience of your smart device or your desktop, then you can go to your social networks and just type in the URL for the show, and it is blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, for those of you with pen in hand, you can share the show on social networks by typing in the address blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. 12:13 after the hour, and we have just awesome stuff going on here on Successful Woman Radio for you. I want to go ahead right now and talk a little bit about something that extremely important to those of you who have websites, you have blogs, or you have landing pages out there, and it's your goal to really try to figure out how to market your business online. Well, here's the thing, ladies, and I'm very, very serious about this. Even though you may have someone who is designing your website for you, that perhaps they're designing your blog, it doesn't matter. You yourself literally need to understand the importance of how to market your business on the Internet and how it relates to your blog and your website. So one of the things that I think that's just literally going over the heads of a lot of business women is, how is it that people are able to market their business effectively and have people that they don't even know attend their workshops, attend their teleclasses, come to their events, interest in their business opportunities? How is this happening? Well, it all has to do with one simple thing alone, and that is building your list, okay, L-I-S-T, building your list. Now, what does that have to do with marketing your business on the Internet? Well, it has everything to do with it, because when you are marketing your business on the Internet, it has to do with attracting individuals to your website. So all marketing efforts, all marketing activity should be to attract other people to your blog, to your website, to your landing page, or whatever you're going to do. But once they get there, and this is where I'm hoping you have an aha moment right now, once they get there, if you do not have a call to action on the front page of your blog or your website or even your landing page, which really is supposed to generate lists, if you don't have a call to action, that individual is just going to start clicking all over the place, just kind of browsing and taking a look without really taking action. So it's so important as the business owner that you understand the whole process, that you have a good bird's eye view of what about and how to market your business effectively. So I'm very happy to announce that for the month of May on Successful Woman Radio, we're going to be talking all about marketing on the Internet. And I'm going to have some exciting guests on the show for you. And I'm hoping that this is going to help you have many aha moments while you listen to the show in reference to how do you get people that you don't even know to visit your website. And again, this is something that you have to take very serious, because most micro business owners market their business over the Internet, and the telephone pages, all of that stuff is obsolete now, you know. And I would venture to say that the Internet marketing for a large portion of most businesses is now accounting for about 60% of their marketing method. And I would say for some businesses it may be accounting for 100%. So, again, it's important that you as the business owner know. So you need to mark your calendar in May, okay, for every Monday at 12 noon, because you're not going to want to miss all of the shows that we have prepared for you. That's Monday, May 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. Again, May 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. So you might as well just mark your calendar right now, because the information that we're going to give you, you normally probably will have to pay hundreds of dollars for. And that's what we do here at Successful Woman Radio. We give you the information, the meat that you can use and put to use in your business right away. So again, mark your calendar for that, and it's going to be all about marketing on the Internet in May of 2014. I see that there are people still dialing into the show. We still have a few slots left on our dial-in line, so make sure you share the show number. Flash over in another line and share it, 347-637-2589. So I was just sharing with all of you that building a list is very important, and how we're going to cover marketing your business on the Internet in May. You know, it amazes me that there are so many people that are not aware of that, the real importance and the main attraction factor on the Internet is making sure that you call people to action and that people can sign up on your website, which is how you build your list. And then, of course, after that, how you communicate and how you develop a follow-up and follow-through system is the next step. So we're going to be talking about all of these wonderful things next month. Get ready. I'm very excited about it, and I am excited about sharing with you some up-to-date tools and resources that we have ran across as well. It is 12:19 after the hour, and you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. Hey, we're getting our book club back up and running, and a lot of people have been asking us, hey, when are you doing the Women About Biz book club again? Guess what? The book club is going to start in May, and I'm very, very excited about it. We actually are going to be bringing back another book, and so you guys might as well get ready to purchase it now if you don't have it already. We're going to be bringing back the book No Excuses by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Such a phenomenal writer. I admire his work. He is probably probably, I would say, one of the foremost experts on human development. And again, here's the full name of the book, Excuses Be Gone. Again, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. We're going to be covering this book in May officially as we start our book club. And so stay tuned to your email because you're going to be getting an email asking you to sign up for the book club. There is no cost, of course, except for you purchasing the book for yourself. But the book club has really enhanced the lives of a lot of people. And one of the things that we try to push in the book club is that if you read just one book per month, just one book by someone who has at least 10 years of experience, and that's most authors do have about 10 years of experience, then if you read that one book a month, you're talking about over a period of 1 year, 12 months, of gaining 120 years of wisdom and knowledge. Now, you hear a lot of people talking about the power of reading and how reading can really enhance your life, but I'm here to tell you that reading has taken my life to so many levels higher, and I have been able to just become so wise in a shorter period of time simply because I read a lot of books, personal development books, books on human change and psychology, law of attraction. I absolutely love the law of attraction. And I read books on business and effectiveness, right? But not just read, I apply it. I implement it. And I get results. So again, reading one book a month for 12 months can literally give you around 120 years of wisdom or knowledge. And that's why you hear some of the most renowned and wealthy experts talk about reading and why they keep harping on reading. Because reading and personal development, giving yourself that time to take care of you, investing in you, is really most important in order to help other people, in order to have a successful business. So again, stay tuned for May as we embrace and focus on the book, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's 12:22 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead right now and just start sharing with you about becoming a proactive woman and how important is that? How important really is it to be proactive? Well, here's the thing, ladies, that you need to understand. You know, business in and of itself is a mystery. A lot of people feel like there has to be proven ways to be successful. And while there are, it's a mystery to many. People feel like it's a huge secret. But in actuality, the reason why it's a mystery is because people are expecting for there to be some, I don't know, it's almost like something should be falling from the sky to tell us how to be successful in business, and it just doesn't work that way. But why it's a mystery and why it passes by us of how to be successful in business is because it's a very simple answer. And most people don't accept that answer. They just can't believe that that's the answer, but I'm going to give it to you right now. And that is, the way to be extremely successful in your business is you. You are the answer. If you learn how to be an effective leader, if you learn how to step outside of yourself and create an incredible power team of people to assist you and realize that you cannot be the lone ranger and be successful in your business, then you will have hit the nail on the head. And once you start implementing and learning how to improve yourself and how to be the right CEO for your company, you're going to start seeing things happen and change in your business very quickly, very effectively. And this same principle can be applied in your life. Listen, you are the one that has been given the authority by God to manage your entire life here on this side of earth. So why not choose to run your life in a manner that's effective and productive instead of allowing life to run you? And see, that's the problem. Too many people are allowing life itself to just run them, to just allow whatever happens to happen instead of having some control over everything. Now, I'm not saying that there are some things that won't happen that you don't have any control over, right? But for the most part, God allows us to really be the designer of our lives. So as I share with you information on being proactive, I really want you to take it seriously because it's the simple things, the simple answers that are the key to wealth, the key to success in life and business. And you must first and foremost understand that. So if you're still waiting on something to fall out of the sky, or if you're still waiting on keys to success that are going to sound just out of this world, guess what? It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. What you're going to learn is that the answer to being successful was you all along. And look, I know what I'm talking about. I've lived in this world now some 52-odd years, and I can tell you right now that when I was in my late 20s, I cared about what everybody else thought about me. I cared so much about, you know, looking the right way, faking it until you make it. And let me just tell you something. That crap does not work, okay? While you want to look presentable and you want to look successful, what's most important is building your foundation from the inside out. And not caring so much about what people think about you, but caring about what you think about yourself. You're going to learn that all along you were the answer. You were the key to being successful. You were the key to making things happen for yourself. So let's get started in talking about proactivity, getting things done ahead of time. Now, taking action in your business is all about identifying your goals and then identifying your task items to support those goals. Now, the goals and tasks together support your vision, and this is what sets a strong foundation for you to succeed. However, ladies, there's another key factor in taking action, and that is proactivity. Get used to the word. Write it down. Proactivity. If you're not proactive and allow your tasks to all pile up on you, and I'm sure many of you who are listening right now are shaking your head in agreement that you feel this way. If you allow your tasks to pile up on you, then you're automatically going to feel overwhelmed. So what I want to do is to help you to stop feeling overwhelmed and to really sort out the most effective way to become a very proactive person. Look, it doesn't necessarily always change for you overnight, but if you practice some of these principles and techniques, you're going to be able to start seeing some results, which is what's most important. So let's get started. Here's number one. Sounds simple. Identify your time management system. Well, while it's easy to just place an appointment or a to-do item in your calendar or planner, guess what? It's another process to follow through. I've had a lot of businesswomen share with me that their calendars are full of activities, but they haven't been able to take action on any of them, and they get so overwhelmed that all they are left with is a piece of paper with a bunch of writing on it that they cannot make heads or tails of, okay? So the problem here is that, again, it's not, time management is not just about writing all of those activities down in the calendar or your planner. A lot of women think that it is, and in the first part of it, when you do write it down, you feel so accomplished, and you're like, oh, wow, I've gotten everything written down or everything put in my Google Calendar or my calendar on my smartphone. But you soon learn that it wasn't about putting those things in the calendar. It was about taking action on them. So here's some tips on managing the time allotted to you. And this is what's so important. Here you go. Number one, commit to a time management system that will work for you. Not everyone will have the same time management system. And you have to figure out what is best for you. If you work from home and you're at your desktop all of the time, then you may want to use Google Calendar. And Google Calendar would be good for you, and even if you were not at home, because Google Calendar syncs to both your smartphone device and your desktop. So whether you're out and about putting in information in your calendar or whether you're in your home office, Google Calendar will help you to stay on top of things. However, some people still have not transitioned from paper to the computer. So that's okay. But here's what I recommend, because I'm learning that a lot of people who are still on paper, they also have more than one type of calendar or planner, and they're writing in their planners all over the place, okay? So this is what you need to realize. You can only have one time management system to keep everything in track for your life. There is no such thing as having an activity calendar for the kids, a schedule for you and your husband or your significant other, and a schedule for yourself, and then a schedule for your business. How many calendars is that? Four? Well, believe it or not, there are people that do this, and it falls back on them every single time. So you need to be very careful about that. One calendar to manage all things life, okay? Because at the end of the day, there's no distinction or difference, or it shouldn't be, between things you need to get done for life, things you need to get done for your business, things you need to do for your kids. All of that should be in one calendar so that you can create a synergistic flow, that everything is flowing together and you're able to properly plan, okay? Here's another thing that you may not have realized. On your time calendar, you need to have something that I call spacers. And I'm going to be giving another workshop about this, because a lot of people ask me, how to properly implement a time management system. So stay tuned in May, because we'll do another workshop on time management. But there's something called spacers, and what spacers are bits of time that help you to not overlap between activities, okay? So I'll give you an example of a couple of spacers. So say, for example, you have an appointment meeting at 12 noon. So at 12 noon, there's some things that need to happen before that time frame. For example, if it's a phone conference, then perhaps you need to prepare for the meeting, and you need to add prep time so that you won't just run into the meeting without any preparation. So what you do is you say, well, I need 30 minutes of prep time. So you put prep time at 11:30. So from 11:30 to 12 is prep time. So you give yourself that spacer to prepare for that meeting. But wait a minute. What if you have, not only you need time for prep time, but you also need time to travel, because it's going to be an out-of-the-office meeting? Well, it may take you an hour to get to that meeting. So if that were the case and the meeting was at 12, you would need to leave your home or wherever you are at 11 to get to the meeting, plus you need prep time. So guess what has to happen? You got it. You need 30 minutes of prep time. So at 10:30 to 11 would be prep time, and then 11 to 12 would be travel time, and I call that a travel block. So, again, these spacers help you to stop overlapping and to stop underestimating how much time you're going to need to get things done. Very, very important. One of the things I like to share with business consultants and coaches is that we never realize how much time you're using or how much money you really do make when you have to travel to appointments to see your clients. So if a consultant, for example, has to leave her office to go and see a client, and they have an hour of travel time to that person, an hour of travel time back to their office, plus an hour of consultation time, then guess what happens? That's like 3 hours, right? So you've got to fit 3 hours into 1 hour of billing time, which is not a good thing. So that's why a lot of times we have to look at our processes, our workflow, and how we're servicing people, because, you know, again, we may be devaluing all of our time and all of our valuable knowledge and information. So it's very, very careful. Be careful on that. So I hope you guys are understanding just how important identifying your time system is. Here's some more tips on managing your time. Every Sunday evening, identify what you would like to accomplish by Friday weekend. Very important. So number one with this, you have to make sure you have walked through all of the necessary tasks to complete your goals. Next, number two is identify any challenges to accomplishing your tasks. And three, make sure you delegate those tasks that you don't do well with. And four, check your calendar 3 times daily, early morning, mid-afternoon, and early evening. If you do this, you're going to become more mindful of just how important time really is to everything that you want to do. So again, all of this pertains to number, okay, in becoming proactive. So number one was, again, identify your time management system, and we're now moving on to number two. Make sure you understand the technique of goal setting. Now, you know, I have had some cocky women tell me that they know how to goal set. And then, you know, when I ask them, let's put it to the test and let's see, because they'll come to me and say that they're not getting results with what they're trying to do. And when I suggest to them that perhaps they don't know how to goal set and we need to work on goal setting technique, you know, they don't want to necessarily do that because they're expecting that there has to be something else that you know that can help this to happen for me. But I'm here to tell you again, ladies, and again, keep this in your mind. It's the simplicity that's going to bring you wealth and success. It's you. It's you investing in yourself, honing in on your personal development skills, and learning how to be the leader and the master of yourself and your time that's going to help you to get everything that you want in life. So goal setting is one of those things, and it's one of those things that people think is easy to do, but it actually has a lot of various levels on there that I think it requires you to really schedule some time to take a goal setting class and to really understand. Quickly, a lot of people think that a vision and a goal is the same thing, and I think that's where a lot of people have it wrong. Before you can goal set, and perhaps this is why a lot of people don't even get to accomplishing their goals, before you can even have a goal, you really need to have your vision, okay? Because if you don't have a vision, how do you know where you're going? Because your vision sets the map. So if you don't have a vision, what are you setting a goal of? What does it actually, and what is a vision? A vision is what you want to experience within a certain time frame. And I'm not one of those people to say that a vision needs to be set out for 10 years or 20 years. No, I'm into experiencing good results now. I don't want to wait for 10 years to see the results. So I believe that a vision is what you want to experience within a specific time frame. And if you're not used to visioning, then look at how you can experience things within this next 3 months, this next 6 months, okay? So once you establish your vision, now you have a foundation with which to build upon, right? Now you're ready to set your goals because guess what? Goals support your vision. Tasks are better known as to-do items support your goal, right? And for every goal that you have, you should have a milestone, or better known as a deadline, so that you can start working on when things need to get done. So very, very important. So make sure, ladies, that you understand the techniques of goal setting. And number three, create a way to hold yourself accountable. I think as women, a lot of the times we're really into instant gratification for the most part, right? Yeah, we want what we want when we want it, absolutely. So we're into this instant gratification thing, and in addition to that, we're hard-headed sometimes. You know, I can agree with that. What about you? We're hard-headed sometimes. And so we don't always want to be held accountable, right? We don't always want to do what is best for us. However, if you're going to be proactive and you're going to expert in proactivity, you have out a way to hold yourself accountable, whatever that's going to be. So, for example, perhaps you're going to work with a coach, you know, to help hold you accountable until you get this system down pat. Perhaps you're going to create some type of form that will help you to check off things that you need to pay attention to weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly. You know, whatever you need to do, you need to be able to hold yourself accountable. Here's number four. Always double pad the amount of time you think it will take you to accomplish your task and your goals. When you're not used to, you know, getting your goals done quickly, or if you feel that you're a last-minute person and you know, it's going to take you some time to learn to be proactive, then you need to be careful about how you schedule things and the amount of time that you give yourself to do it. So always double pat yourself with your task and your to-do item. So if a task you think is going to take you about a week to do, then you may want to schedule out 2 weeks. If you think it's going to take you an hour, then you may want to give yourself 2 hours. If you use less time, wonderful. Just adjust, because you're the one that's in control, so you can adjust it as you go along. The big thing that you don't want to do is that you don't want to give yourself so little time that you actually fail in accomplishing the task or the goal. So be very, very careful with that. It's 12:40 after the hour, and for those of you that have just dialed into the show or listening from your smart device, this is Trina Newby, your business success coach and host of Successful Woman Radio. Make sure you mark your calendars again for May as we look at marketing on the Internet. And again, those dates in May coming up, mark your calendar for May 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. We're going to have some wonderful guests on the show. We're going to talk all about how to market your business, how to attract other people to you, which is so very, very important. And we're going to share with you how it relates. Very, very important. I hope that you guys took some good notes on proactivity, getting things done ahead of time, and I hope that that information is going to help you to make it happen for yourself. At this time, I want to go ahead and introduce you to one of our experts. Now, she's not going to be on the show today. However, you can expect to hear her on the show frequently as she talks about law of attraction. I want to share with you and welcome to the Women About Biz family of experts, Alina Edmondson. Alina is a life and law of attraction coach, and you'll be able to tap into her resources, and she can show you how to attract the things you want in life, how to eliminate your fears, how to accomplish your dreams and goals. So I'm very, very excited about that. And again, you can check out all about Alina and read her bio, and also check her out on her television show video that we have on the site of her as well. Simply go to Women About Biz, and in the top right menu bar, hold your mouth over Our Experts and click on Alina Edmondson Life Coach, and you can learn all about Alina and what she's going to be. Hey, everybody. I guess the call was dropped just for a few minutes there, and we just had a technical glitch. Thanks to everyone who is holding on and waiting for me to get back. I really, really appreciate that. Again, we just had a technical glitch. Sorry about that. However, we are dealing with the Internet, and, of course, sometimes when the show gets overloaded, we have a lot of people listening over the Internet to the show, we'll have that disconnect. So I am back, and I'm not going to leave you yet. We still have about 17 minutes left in the show, so stay tuned. We're still giving you some great information. So I was sharing with you information about one of our experts that has just joined our team, Alina Edmondson Life Coach. So again, you can learn all about Alina, who she is, and what she does in the law of attraction by visiting womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, hold your mouth over Our Experts and click on Alina Edmondson. You know, one of the things I'm very excited about with Alina is that she has such a comprehensive understanding of the law of attraction. And this is one of the topics that I have long talked about for the last 7 years on, you know, Successful Woman Radio, and how all women need to learn more about how to control their subconscious thinking. Through our subconscious mind, everything occurs. And once we learn how to work it, once we learn how to balance it with our conscious mind, then we begin to have more of the things that we want. And so, again, Alina is going to be sharing with you how to do this, how to use the law of attraction to get the things that you want in life. So check her out. Also, you can connect with Alina right on our social network in the community as well. So don't forget to say hello to her and let her know that you heard about her through Successful Woman Radio. It's 12:45 after the hour. I want to go ahead and share some awesome things that are happening this month at Women About Biz. Again, want to remind all of you about the Year to Step into Success Conference. Definitely join us at Heavenly University's the Year to Step into Success Conference this Friday, May 2nd, from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Spring Hall, 7130 Buford Highway in Atlanta. So if you live in and around the Atlanta area, or if you can catch a really good deal on a flight to Atlanta, take it, because this is definitely a conference you're going to want to be at. I'm one of the featured speakers. There's also several other speakers. There's Clyde Anderson, Chloe Brown, a very popular coach, another popular coach, Jennifer Lester, Dr. Simone Whitmore, who is a noted gynecologist, and also she is on the show Married to Medicine, Christy Wright, who does a lot of work with young adults and finances and how to manage your money. And there's going to be information about how to get a millionaire mindset, how to build a power team of winners, balance business, life, and love, how to live free and clear of debt, how to make it happen for yourself, not in 2015, which is a year away, but in 2014 now, which is so very, very important. So, again, we've got some awesome stuff going on. And, again, this is presented by Dr. Henley Kimes, who is also a noted dentist and entrepreneur here in the Atlanta area. And about a year ago, she created Henley University to really impart on individuals how she has become successful, how she made it happen for herself as an entrepreneur. And, I mean, I have been to a few of her events now, and I'm very impressed with the quality and the integrity put into those particular events. So you definitely will want to go to the event. Stay tuned, because we've got a little bit of a surprise for you. That's right. We're going to be giving away two special prizes. Now, first of all, the cost to go to this event is normally $99, but if you're associated with Women About Biz and you register through Women About Biz, you can go for $69, right? Two lucky people on the show today who want to go to this conference can go for only $39. That's right, $39. Women About Biz is going to flip part of the bill for you, and you will be able to go. So we will be giving those prizes away in just a few minutes. Also, want to let you know, this Tuesday, the 29th, coming up right here in Atlanta, Georgia, we will be hosting our monthly power networking event for women. And if you've never attended, we have such a wonderful time at this event. It is going to be held at the Courtyard Marriott right here in Atlanta off of North Lake Parkway. In addition to that, this is our educational night. Once per quarter, we do an educational night, and we're going to be talking about connecting and collaborating. And we're actually going to be utilizing the women that we have there that evening, showing you how you can collaborate for more profit, for more business success. So we're going to be talking about that. And so, again, if you're in and around the Atlanta area, you're going to want to be there. Tuesday, April 29th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott. So, again, if you're in or around Atlanta, you definitely want to be at this event on Tuesday night as well. You can check these events out that I'm talking about by visiting us at womenaboutbiz.com. Hold your mouth over events, and you can check out the various areas. You can check out the conferences for the conference information I just talked about with Heavenly University. You can also check out our chapter networking event to learn more about the Atlanta Power Networking event for women happening this Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. So, again, I'm really excited about all the things that we've got going on at Women About Biz. And, of course, I definitely want to mention to all of you about our special nonprofit effort to reach out to women and help them. We call it Her Dream Startup. And, of course, Her Dream Startup is a 4-week, 8-session entrepreneur training program designed just for women. Each week, the program will focus on 4 core areas to help a woman launch her business. And these areas include mind prep, because, of course, a lot of women step into business really without knowing how to be the right CEO for themselves, right? how to be the CEO for their business and how to be a leader. We're going to talk in week two about the seven phases of business startup, everything from, you know, naming your business, writing your business plan, the right type of business model, whether you should be a sole proprietor, partnership, LLC. We're going to talk about funding your business. And then in week three, it's all about creating your working business plan. This is a plan that's going to help you to know where you need to go your first 30, 60, 90 days of your business. And then, of course, week four is all about implementation, how to put things in action and how to make it happen for yourself, how to follow through and follow up. So, again, all of this is scholarship-based for the Her Dream Startup Program. And if you're interested or if you know others that are interested, we are getting ready to close out for our May program, but we are doing another one in June. So, again, have them to go to Women About Biz and under programs, click on Her Dream Startup to learn more about it. If you're online with Facebook right now, then what you also may want to do is visit both of our fan pages, facebook.com/womenaboutbiz and facebook.com/herdreamstartup. Make sure you become fans of those pages so you can keep up with what's happening, what's going on. And for all of our Twitter fans and those who'd like to be on Twitter and figure out what we're doing at Women About Biz, simply go to twitter.com/womenaboutbiz. 12:51 after the hour, and you are indeed listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Let's go ahead now and give out a couple of those prizes I talked about for the conference. So the first two people that press star one on your telephone, you'll be able to go to Heavenly University's The Year to Step into Success event for only $30. So you're actually saving $69, okay, $69. So if you press star one on your phone keypad right now, you will be one of the winners for this. I see that we have someone, and I'm going to go ahead and see. Let's see here. I see that we have a few people. I see the star one mode is going off and on. So while we're waiting on individuals to claim this wonderful prize, again, you'll be able to go to Heavenly University's The Year to Step into Success. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this conference and what's happening with it. One of the things I'm excited about is after the conference, there's going to be an exclusive red carpet cocktail party that all attendees are invited to from 5 to 7 p.m. You'll be able to join the Stars from Merit to Medicine and the Dr. Hemlin University panelists for an evening of complimentary cocktails, conversation, and cameras. Now, this, again, is a private affair and is open only to Hemlin University's attendees. And as you know, Dr. Hemlin Kynes is on the cast now of Married to Medicine. So, again, if you're interested in coming out and hanging out with some of the stars of the show after the conference, we definitely invite you to do so. Also, if you'd like to introduce yourself and your business, please feel free to press star one on your phone keypad at this time. If you'd like to introduce yourself, introduce your business, tell us who you are, what you do, and whether or not you have a special going on, then we'd love for you to share that. I see that we have someone that has pressed star one on their phone. Caller whose last four is 7840. Caller 7840. You're live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
This is Dr. Angie Bossi. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a practitioner. And we talk about drinking and taking a lot of natural stuff to keep yourself balanced, to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
My number is 678-308-840.
Okay, and give me your first name again.
Angie, A-N-G-I-E.
Hi, Angie. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And, Angie, are you interested in claiming one of the prizes for Heavenly University's The Year to Step into Success this Friday?
Yeah, you know what you say?
Okay, wonderful. Yes, I've got your name down, and a representative from our show will give you a call right after the show, okay?
Yes, Thank you.
Thank you so much, Angie, for introducing yourself. I have another caller. Caller, the last four of your number is 6680. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Tiffany Wesley, and I'm with a business that has all-natural power strip patches for pain. It's a pain management
tool. Wonderful, wonderful. And what is the product called?
It's called Power Strip. That's the name
Power
of the product.
Power Strip. Wonderful,
Power
wonderful.
Strip, yes.
Okay. And, Tiffany, how can people find out about you? Do you have a fan page or a website?
Yes, I do. My email address is reshape911@yahoo.com. And I'm on Facebook as Tiffany Wesley.
Tiffany Wesley on Facebook.
W-E-S-L-E-Y.
Wonderful. For those of you who are listening, this is Tiffany Wesley with Power Strips to help relieve pain. And she says that you can connect with her at reshape911@yahoo.com. And, again, we also had Angie, who introduced herself, and she represents several health products. And you can reach her at 678-308-7840. Tiffany, would you like to claim that second prize to go to the Heavenly Universities, the Year to Step into Success?
And that conference is in Atlanta?
It's in Atlanta, and it's this Friday.
I'm going to have to decline. I am in Virginia.
Okay, don't worry. We always have stuff that you can take a part of, okay? Thank you so much, Tiffany. Keep listening to the show. Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
We have another caller, 6202. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
My name is Maureen L. I'm calling from Providence, Rhode Island.
Wonderful. Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And what is your business?
I have a community for chronically ill entrepreneurs called Inspiring Women's Global Network. It's
IWGN. Let me pronounce it once more. Did you say Inspiring Women's
Global Network?
Global Network. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And so you service, you help women who are chronically ill, you help them to figure out ways to bring in more income and to work from home, correct?
Well, right now we're just a support community, but that is the reason later on down the line.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for introducing yourself. Do you have a fan page or a website?
Yes, I have both. I'll give you the website. It's iwgnconnect.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you scroll to the bottom of the page, you can see the icon for our Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, wonderful. And it's the iwgnconnect.com, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and I wish you much success in all that you're doing to support women who are chronically ill. Okay, take care. Wonderful. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you guys have heard these women. If you were able to capture their information, make sure that you go and like their fan pages, connect with them through their website or give them a call. It's so important that we reach out to one another. Also, again, don't forget Heavenly University coming up this Friday. Very, very excited about that. You can learn more about them in our event section at Women About Biz. If you're in and around the Atlanta area, we want to see you Tuesday night at our Power Networking event for women from 7 to 9 p.m. And then, of course, make sure that you sign up for our 100K movement and share information with others. Become a part of a group of women that is positive and all about moving forward and things to be successful. Well, that's all we have for today on Successful Woman Radio Show. We want you to have an abundant and a take care, everybody. Bye-bye.